Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, getting underway today, the NAMM show. Am I saying it right, Paul? NAMM or NAMM? Oh, I lost him. We'll ask our guest. It's an annual event in the U.S. that is organized by the National Association of Music Merchants, which is what's important to know what the acronym stands for. It's the Music, Sound, and Event Industry Trades Association, and it brings together all of those that are involved in making music. So let's get more on the event and exactly how to say it, because it's just been one of those days, and what's going on in the music industry and all facets of it. Tom Sumner is president of Yamaha Corporation of America. He joins us once again from the show in Anaheim, California. Remind me, NAMM, NAMM? Why am I saying it wrong?
Yeah, it's NAMM.
NAMM. That's what I thought. Hey, yeah. It's great to have you here with us. It's been a few years since we talked with you directly. I think it was 2018. It's needless to say, a lot has happened in that time. Tell us about how your world's been the last couple of years.
Well, the last couple of years has kind of been, you know, hot and cold. So right when the pandemic hit, a lot of things like live events and school music kind of hit the skids, but guitars and things like that completely took off. And then after the pandemic, things settled down more, and school music is very strong, and live events like live concerts is going great. So the business has been kind of a roller coaster-ish, but it's back, and we're back here live in Anaheim, California.
All right, so tell us about the event kicking off today. Runs through Saturday at the Anaheim Convention Center in California. For those who may be wondering exactly where it's happening, remind us of like who's all going to be there, Tom, and what it kind of tells us, or what we might get in terms of indications about the innovation that's going on in the industry and just kind of the health of the overall industry.
Yeah, so we have basically over 1,000 musical instrument manufacturers that are right here displaying new products. And like for Yamaha, we're displaying about 40 new products, which is about three times as many as we had last year. So basically have lots of innovation going on, lots of new products. After a couple of years where it was a little tough to make new products, we're having a lot of great new products coming.
And one of those new products, I think, if I'm correct, a steel string acoustic guitar, right? That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So we have Yamaha's releasing a guitar called the FG9, and it's really, it's a perfect singer-songwriter guitar, and you have to kind of translate the music speak to regular speak. So they say, oh, this guitar has the best projection you've ever heard. That means it's loud, and it's an acoustic guitar. So it's really, really well-designed for like singer-songwriters. And they also say it has great mid-range projection, which means that you can hear each individual note very well. So it's really beautifully designed for singer-songwriters. And the key thing is that it was really scientifically designed, because people have been making acoustic guitars for centuries, but Yamaha used special technology that actually measures the design construction and made us able to make this guitar that really is much louder and much clearer than really any other guitar we've ever been able to build.
Hey, Tom, you guys at Yamaha are known for your product launches, and along like what you just talked about, the FG9. So I'm just curious about when it comes to your outlook, comfort as a company to put out new products, to market them, to sell them, your comfort levels with supply chains, with consumer demand, and just kind of the market environment, the economic environment, in a day where we here at Bloomberg are constantly trying to figure out, do we hit a recession? Is it a tough recession? Do we miss it? There's a lot of questions about the outlook. as a company, you guys are feeling comfortable about CapEx spending, doing R&D, and putting out new products?
Yeah, we're putting out new products. We're putting a lot into R&D and developing new products. I mean, one of the things that really drives the music market or the musical instrument market and the sound market is innovation. So new products really help to drive it. And, you know, the consumer in the U.S. especially has really been hanging in there, I would say. You know, sales took a little bit of a dip, but from a music consumer standpoint there, you know, they are certainly hanging in there. And then the big live sound business and the big, you know, school music is doing great.
Tom, I have like a worst case scenario story for you, and I'm sorry in advance, but I bought my Yamaha guitar from someone on Facebook Marketplace who gave up their guitar hobby after the pandemic. But now I'm very excited about it. I love my Yamaha guitar. But I wonder if you are concerned at all about the surge in demand that we saw for folks who were picking up the incredible hobby of music during the pandemic and now seeing that demand cooling a little bit. And this is kind of what you were getting at, Carol, but are you concerned at all about that dip in demand?
Yeah, there is a bit of a dip in demand after, especially guitars is a perfect market to explain that, where, you know, during the pandemic, about 16 million people took up guitar in the United States. 16 million, that's huge.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's completely crazy. And, you know, I mean, I guess they couldn't make sourdough bread all day. I'm not sure what that means, but they take about 16 million people took up guitar. And we kind of asked, you know, what's going on with those 16 million people? And in a normal kind of year, you'd have way fewer people pick up guitar. But unfortunately, about 9 out of 10 of those people that pick up a guitar in a non-pandemic year, they would drop it. So you'd only have 1 in 10. That would come through. And so right now, I mean, I'm going to say the pandemic's over, but one of the things we found is that about half of the people that, you know, started guitar in the pandemic are still playing with some regular basis, which for us is a really positive sign. You know, guitarists are sort of hoarder pack rat type people. So I'm a guitarist and I think I own 17 or 18 guitars. And I'd probably buy one or two more.
Yeah, I've got someone like that at home, my husband. So there's a few guitars, although he has let a few go as of late. Hey, having said that, the consumer you said is hanging in. That to me sounds like, okay, they're still buying, but it sounds like it's not as great as it was. I mean, are people buying more on credit? Are people slowing down and buying less expensive models? I mean, I'm trying to get an idea from your vantage point, which many would consider a discretionary item, certainly on the consumer side of it. Are you seeing any signs that we could be headed towards a recession? Just got about 30, 40 seconds.
So the it's kind of flipped. I would say the low end is softer.
Okay.
And higher end guitars, higher end keyboards, acoustic pianos are all doing fantastic. So that might say that the, you know, the consumers that have been really affected by inflation, you know, and those kinds of things are probably softening their purchases.
All right, that makes sense. And it's often like when we talk about the luxury items that they tend to hold up because those who typically buy the luxury are not impacted necessarily by some of the market and economic downturns. Tom, great to check in with you. Have fun at the show. Tom Sumner, he's president of Yamaha Corporation of America at NAMM, the National Association of Music Merchants Show, underway in Anaheim, the Anaheim Convention Center in California.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.